Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Juan Bandana. Sophie, I gotta be honest, when I first picked this up, I thought, oh, great, another book telling me to just believe in myself. But it's not that at all, is it?
Not even close. And I love that you say that because the whole premise is that confidence isn't a feeling you wait for. It's a choice you make in the moment. Juan Bandana flips the script, you act first, and confidence follows as a byproduct. It's actually pretty gritty.
Right? He makes a big distinction between two types of confidence, conditional and unconditional. Conditional is the kind most of us chase, based on external stuff like a promotion or preparing forever. But it's fragile. The second something goes wrong, poof, it's gone.
Exactly. And unconditional confidence is the real goal. It's trusting yourself to handle whatever comes, regardless of the outcome. It's not about having all the answers. It's about believing you're resourceful enough to figure them out. And that's a skill you build, not a trait you're born with.
There's this concept he calls the improving mindset versus the proving mindset. Most of us walk around trying to prove we're good enough. That's exhausting. But when you shift to improving, failure becomes data, not a verdict on who you are.
That single shift changes everything. You're no longer trying to prove you're great. You're just trying to get better. A mistake isn't a sign you're a fraud. It's a sign you're learning. That's the engine of unconditional confidence.
And then he gets into the practical stuff. One part that really got me was the physiology. Your brain reads your body state. So if you're slumped over, breathing shallow, your brain goes, oh, we're weak and scared, and pumps out anxiety.
Right. So the fix is almost too simple. Change your posture. Stand up straight, take a deep breath, ground your feet. You're sending your brain a signal that says, I'm strong and ready. It's not magic, it's science. It interrupts the fear loop.
He also talks about managing that voice in your head, the one that says you're not ready or you're going to mess up. He calls it a protective mechanism. The goal isn't to silence it, but to not let it drive.
There's a technique called cognitive diffusion. Instead of thinking, I am nervous, you think, I am having the thought that I am nervous. That tiny shift creates space between you and the fear. In that space, you can choose to act anyway.
That's the definition of bravery in this book, acting despite fear. Every time you do that, you're casting a vote for the kind of person you want to be. You're building evidence for your confident identity.
And he goes after perfectionism hard. He calls it the single greatest enemy of confidence. It's a defense mechanism that keeps you from starting. The antidote is what he calls the willingness to be bad.
Yeah, that part hit me. He says when you try something new, you have to accept that you'll be clumsy and awkward. That's not a flaw. It's part of learning. Kids learning to walk don't worry about looking foolish. Adults have too much ego to endure the awkward phase.
So you have to give yourself permission to be terrible at something before you can be good at it. That permission is a conscious choice. You're prioritizing growth over comfort.
He also tackles the social side. A lot of our insecurity comes from worrying what others think. But he points out the spotlight effect. Most people aren't thinking about you at all. They're too busy worrying about themselves.
And he suggests shifting from a taking mindset to a giving mindset in social situations. Instead of, I hope they like me, you think, I'm here to connect or contribute. That naturally reduces self-consciousness and makes you appear more confident.
There's a whole chapter on handling failure. He says resilience isn't about being tough. It's about having a system for processing setbacks. You acknowledge the disappointment, you learn from it, and then you consciously choose to let it go.
It's about separating your behavior from your self-worth. You can fail at a task without being a failure as a person. That distinction is the bedrock of a resilient, confident mind.
And he redefines preparation. Most people prepare by trying to eliminate all risk, which actually increases anxiety. Instead, he says prepare for the worst-case scenario by accepting that it's survivable. You mentally rehearse feeling the fear and choosing to act anyway.
So when the real moment comes, you're not deciding for the first time. You're just executing a decision you've already made. That's powerful.
One thing I didn't expect was how much he talks about vulnerability. He says pretending you have it all figured out is a sign of insecurity. True confidence is being willing to say, I don't know, or I need help.
When you hide your weaknesses, you're living in fear of being discovered. When you openly acknowledge them, you rob your critics of their power. That authenticity frees up mental energy you were spending on maintaining a facade.
He also warns against comparison, especially with social media. You're measuring your behind the scenes against everyone else's highlight reel. The solution is to cultivate an internal standard of success based on your own values.
You measure your progress against your past self, not against curated strangers. That's a choice you make every day.
So the whole book is really a call to stop waiting. You don't need to wait for a sign or a feeling. You just have to act. Start small, speak up in a meeting, set a boundary, ask a hard question. Each small act of courage is a brick in the foundation.
And over time, those choices compound. Your brain rewires itself. The neural pathways of fear weaken, and the pathways of action strengthen. You're literally changing your brain.
The one thing I'm taking away is that confidence isn't a gift you receive. It's a choice you make over and over until it becomes who you are. That's liberating.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. Sophie, final thought?
Just this, you are ready because you are willing to learn. The only thing standing between you and a more confident life is the decision to act. We'll see you in the next one.